Poodle, is someone at the door at Southern Charm?
Michael, it's time for my medicine.
Come and listen to a podcast hosted by some queens.
Talking about folks living way above their means.
They all live in Charleston where the booze is always flowing.
And we know too much about them all because of Andy Cohen.
Bravo, that is.
Southern Charm.
Sweet tea.
Well, Cameron is the sweetest, and Austin is a tool. Shep can be a jerk, but Chelsea's really cool.
Craig is playing lawyer.
Eliza's playing games. There's a lot of other blonde girls.
We forget their names.
Madison?
Heather Lynn?
Skimbleshanks?
It's Sweet Tea, the unauthorized Southern Charm podcast.
Fixed it. I'm a technological god.
Oh, my mic was on.
Jake didn't have his microphone turned on, y'all. After yelling at me about my tech fallacies.
It's only fair if you fancy it.
Wow.
I did a gig today about British songs.
Why does your British voice sound so slutty? You sound like...
I sound like, hey, governor, come give me the in out.
Basically, yes. Yes. Even your accents are slutty.
I'm really sorry if anyone was offended by that. I did a gig today that was all day.
Y'all.
About British people.
We have an announcement.
And I'm slightly drunk.
We have an announcement to make.
Oh, God. What are we announcing?
Poodle is on CBD oil, and I was right. It helped calm her down.
It did. I would have chewed someone's a new asshole today if I hadn't had CBD.
So, y'all, this episode of TV...
This
no, what's
brought
our show,
to you by CBD.
CBD oil. Get you some. That's what their slogan should be.
Y'all go down to MedMen and get yourself some CBD.
Get you some.
There's some really high people who would help you.
It's true. It's true. Before we begin, I have another surprise for you. I have so many surprises this episode.
Okay.
We had a listener who reached out to me on Instagram, and you know we love that.
Oh, I love surprise things, too.
This is Alexis Loudermilk, who's a beautiful Nashville blogger.
Oh.
Whole beauty junkie, bohemian spirit, holistic health.
Holistic health.
Her Instagram, everybody, if y'all want to follow her, is Lex Loudermilk. So that's
Lex Loudermilk.
Loudermilk.
That's
Loudermilk.
That's like a southern villain.
It is. I like her name a lot.
Miss Loudermilk, can I have an extension on my book report?
But I guess she listens. I like that. Extension on my book report.
I think I had a Miss Loudermilk. I never had her.
She sent a message and said, was it you guys talking about all those tacky kids' names on the podcast last week? Because I saw this girl that I went to high school with. I saw her Facebook page. And she took a screenshot. And the name... And the names of her friend from high school says, today is a good day for a good day. Slayton Harrison, spelled with a Y, Sage.
God damn it.
Lane and Rivy's mama. So her kids' names are Slayton.
Slayton?
Read that. Read how she spelled Harrison.
Today is a good day. Slayden, spelled Slayden. Harrison, Harrisyn.
Y-N.
Sage, spelled Sayge.
Well, I think it's Harrison Sage.
I'm actually physically ill at this point. Lane, spelled with a Y, and Ribby. I don't know what the fuck Ribby is. And Ribby's mama. Of course, mama spelled M-O-M-M-A the southern way, which is always said, mama. And then you wipe the cum from your mouth.
It's true. He's saying that because you got caught blowing your boyfriend and your mom comes in and says,
in the cornfield.
I thought you were watching Bodyguard. Thought you were watching Legends of the Fall, Matthew.
You were supposed to be watching Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, what about that Rambo, First Blood? You watched that 20 times. I don't know why.
And you go, mama?
Mama.
Anyway, that's very upsetting.
Yeah, you're
I'll like, just say that.
Johnny Ray and I were just helping each other with our chemistry class. We learned about sex education today, mama.
sex education and chemistry.
Yes.
Yeah. I had a sex education.
Chemistry, yeah.
I had a sex education teacher who pronounced the male prophylactic as condome.
Condome?
Instead of condom.
Oh, wow.
He was also a law education teacher and kind of looked like Gomer Pyle.
We had Dr. Jan Glenn, and she was wonderful.
That's...
She was very...
Dr. Jan.
She was a nurse. Nurse Jan.
That's better.
Which is fine.
Ours was mortifying. Ours just talked about sexual transmitted diseases that we could get.
Yeah. Alexis Loudermilk, thank you for
you,
that.
Thank you, Lex Loudermilk.
That was, she's an...
Tell your mom that I wish I'd done better on my report.
Oh, look how cute she is. Y'all, she got to meet somebody
on... Okay, we are going for a field.
On Entertainment Tonight, y'all. She is what... Y'all, Alexis Loudermilk
is... We're off topic.
She is way more established than we are. I'm surprised.
Well,
thank you for listening to us, because we're just a shit show. Look how cute she is.
Ooh!
She is,
I love
Southern.
Her pants.
Yes, you can tell she's Southern, y'all. She is just pretty. Look at her with her glasses. So cute.
Aw, thank you, Lex Loudermilk.
Y'all, if y'all shout us out on your Instagram, we'll talk about you for 10 fucking minutes, too, because...
And then I'll want to move on.
And that's what we're
going to
do.
Because I'm uncomfortable.
Now. It's true.
You're going to have to take yourself, like, down four things because you're clipping
that's
constantly.
That's fine. I'll even it all out.
And you'll pull me down as usual.
Would you like for me to lower it?
No.
Why don't you lower it for me?
I want to start talking about the fucking show.
Please.
Anywho, I must say... Just before I start, I meant to mention it last episode. The way they're doing little personalizations of the theme song is giving me life.
Oh,
like,
really?
He's all lazy. He's a blah, blah, blah. They did that for Craig. They did that for Craig this time, and they talked about he's a ba-dum. Yeah, it's always something interesting.
I enjoy it. I do miss kind of the original theme song.
I've already forgotten about
mm-hmm.
it. Mm-hmm. We should do that. That should be our tea bags. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I like that. What's your first? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
We'll do that from now on.
I want to talk about the most important thing that happened in the episode, which is that Patricia and Michael went to the McDonald's drive-thru and... Patricia ate in the back seat in what looked like a tray table from
Bentley's. They have them in there because they're used to, yeah.
And with a tablecloth and a wine glass.
She didn't.
But she balked at the idea of cloth napkins, which.
You mean paper napkins?
Paper napkins. I loved. Anyway, I can't get enough.
If there's ever more proof that Jake's spirit animal is Patricia Altschul, I'll give you three reasons.
Number one, love a tablecloth, y'all. I love
McDonald's
a tablecloth.
Burgers. Yeah. He will eat a McDonald's burger even if he is full.
If I've had a five-course meal and I've even had dessert, I will eat a Big Mac. I know that sounds gross, but if you put a Big Mac in front of me, I'll eat it like a hobo who hasn't eaten in weeks.
It's true. And
that special sauce, I don't know what they put in it. I have an idea.
Reason two, I've been to Costco with Jake, and he talks about their hot dogs for like 20 minutes.
They're
while
real
he's
good.
In there, and he can't focus on anything else for like the
y'all,
first
we joke
10
about,
minutes.
We joke about hot dogs consistently, but y'all know everybody likes them. You can call a mystery meat, but at 12 o'clock, y'all, they have the bacon-wrapped hot dogs out here in L.A., and we all turn into fat girls after midnight.
Mm-hmm.
I go a walking after midnight, eat a hot dog, and it's wrapped in bacon too. I go a walking after midnight, hungry for food and dick. That's a Patsy Cline original.
It was. And
we're going to have to pay her a steak.
Y'all, and reason number three, I've seen Jake be so drunk, he's actually been asleep and eating a taco from Taco Bell at the same time.
Y'all.
And didn't even remember it the next day.
I don't.
So I really feel this is proof. You and Patricia are related.
We are. We probably are. I have part of my mother's people from North Florida. Yeah, I know it's embarrassing. But what are you gonna do?
Oh, those are the ones she doesn't like to talk about. Yep. Right. Right.
Anyway, what's your first one?
You know, my first. You know, rest in peace, Catherine's grandmother, because God, I hate that she is dead, but if this woman saw on TV of her daughter having a roided up Joe Pesci over for dinner, who is a Yankee, I don't think she would ever live this down.
Hey, can you inject my steroids, please? Yeah.
Do you are you serving any human growth hormone on this good china?
Hey, I'm they call me Vinny on Welcome Back, Carter. I'm John Travolta.
That is not
That's
a
the
good
worst John Travolta.
That is a really
ever.
Horrible
you
John Travolta.
You know what?
Travolta
Everyone
person.
Needs to read me because I agree that was bad.
Why don't you be like, hey, I'm John Travolta and I'm in a glass bubble. Okay.
Yours is worse.
No, yours is worse.
Hey, no.
It's no, just, that is so bad. And you get this face that little, looks like you kind of have to pee, but it's pinching your dick at the same time. You're like, hey, it's not good. Oh, God. Now he's coughing
now I'm
from
coughing.
Laughing. So that was mine, was poor Catherine's grandmother thinking, God damn it, Harold. She's serving my good china.
God damn it. To a fucking Guido.
God damn it.
You know they call those WAPs.
WAPs.
That's American for without papers, you know.
You know what? But I'm proud of her titties.
That sounds a lot like your grandmother Hazel.
That is what my grandma Hazel would do.
I want to talk a little bit more about Joe Abruzzo and the fact that I want to talk about Catherine's family and having public blessings in a public restaurant.
Oh, I have friends that do that.
I grew up with not really doing that with my family, and mm-hmm. then they went to some church where they did it. And I came back from college, and they were like having public blessings.
Your
and
mom
go,
and your dad?
Yes.
Did they still do it?
Sometimes.
Like in the middle of church, they hold hands and
no,
say a prayer?
No, no, like at restaurants, at public restaurants.
You mean they go to a restaurant and hold hands and say a prayer?
Yes.
I mean, a lot of people do that.
But like, you know, the server's like, I just want fucking tips, y'all. Well, say your blessing at
probably
home.
Where we're from, they feel like they're waiting on good people. I don't know.
No, Christians are the worst tippers.
Christians are the worst tippers. But is that weird to you? That's just so common to me. I grew up with that all the time.
But when the blessing is really long, it's like, Dear Jesus.
Oh, it can't be long.
Please bless this food to the nourishment of our bodies.
They always say to the nourishment
Father,
of our
we
bodies.
Just, Father, we just... Everyone loves the Father, we just prayer. Father, we just want to thank you. We just want to thank you for
Father,
our lives.
Father,
we just... We want to thank you for blessing us with so much. And protect Aunt Jocelyn, because she's going in for colon surgery tomorrow. And Father, the breadsticks that we're about to eat, bless them to the nourishment of our bodies. And Father, we just want to thank you again for giving us the means to eat at Golden Corral. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
What
do you want for dinner? What do you want for dinner? That's the server who comes in who's been waiting there for 5 minutes.
Is that what happened to you?
No, they didn't do that bad. When I would go out with friends' families, that
no,
would
but
happen.
You were a waiter.
Yeah, that would happen. A lot of Father Weegis prayers. Father Weegis.
Thank God we
Y'all,
grew up Catholic.
If you grew up with Father Weegis prayers, come at me at Jake It or Fake It.
Did you make up that term?
No, I've heard it before.
I've never heard that.
Father Weegis? Father, we just want to thank you. Y'all, you've all heard of Father Weegis prayer.
We say different prayers in Catholicism. So.
Well, you say the devil's prayers.
that's what they thought.
Yeah, there we go.
We're worshiping Mary as
You're
people
worshiping
used to
Mary, yeah.
You're worshiping Mary. You're not even washed in the blood. Which
that's
I thought
fucked up, y'all.
Sounded disgusting.
It is disgusting. There's an obsession in Protestantism
you know what?
With the blood of Jesus.
I don't want to be washed in the blood because that's how you get AIDS.
There is a song called There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins.
Okay, I'm moving
and
on.
And sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. Then it becomes death metal.
I'm glad you sang that, like the turn it takes in the middle of Cabaret.
Yes.
When the Germans are singing that Hitler song, tomorrow belongs to Jesus' blood.
Anyway, yeah, what's your next one besides Joe Bruzzo? I want to just point out that she did make meatballs that she ordered in, but like to serve an Italian person meatballs is asking a lot because they all love their mother's recipe.
They do.
Yeah. I also want to just to call out Joe Abruzzo and say, hey, so you might think I'm frontin' or whatever. No one said frontin' since 1998.
Joe Abruzzo hasn't said frontin' instead until 1998. This was very... I have two things with this. First of all, Catherine doesn't have any serving ware.
No, she doesn't.
Y'all, you just go to Target or you go to Walmart and get the Pioneer Woman line.
Flatware, yeah.
Pioneer Woman has really... Reed Drummond
it's
has
like
really...
It's like $50.
She has really cute stuff. It's a lot of it's in aqua blue. It's a very popular color.
We think that her family or her husband's family does not like gay people, but we think that she does.
Who?
The Pioneer Woman.
Oh, so everything I've heard about Reed Drummond is good.
I have too.
But if
we're
it's
worried
not,
about her husband's family.
I enjoy her show. Her cooking's okay.
I love her.
But it reminds me, I like her too a lot.
Yeah.
She's kind of nerdy. You know what she is? She's a theater girl that grew up and learned how to cook.
That is exactly what she is. That's fair. That's fair.
But her husband could totally fuck me in a haystack because he is hot.
But you know her husband may espouse anti-gay views.
I don't know. I think Lad could be fine with us loving lads. That's his name, Lad.
Yeah, no shit. I
y'all,
get it.
He is hot and has pretty blue eyes.
But we all kind of think, though.
What the hell are we talking about?
We're going to move on.
We're going to. Anyway, Catherine has no serving ware, and she's serving things with her fingers, and it bothers me. And
yeah, she's grabbing into salad with her whole hand.
Yes, it's just very, no.
Y'all, you're breaking the salad leaves.
Yeah, it's true.
It's going to look bad.
And
it's
secondly,
look brown.
My other thing with all this, their meeting was like, maybe it was his first time being like on reality TV, but it was just, it felt like in high school where you say things to say things, but you just, like, what did he say at one point? He said, yeah, I'm just, and he was talking about the front thing, and he was trying to be something he wasn't. Like,
Of course he's trying to. She's 25 years younger than he is. Of course he is.
It was just, it
like,
was
she
weird.
Has all the power.
Oh, that's it? Yeah, that's it.
He's just trying to get her pussy.
Pussy.
Don't ever say that. I don't. I say that in a normal
trying
way.
Trying to get her pussy, y'all.
Oh, y'all.
Getting her pussy.
I sound like TB Co when we do it. Give us some hearts if you want to throw up when he says the word P-U-S-S-Y.
Pussy.
See, it's gross. Y'all, come find us on the TV Co app.
Oh, yeah. We are all over that. You can download the TV Co app on your Android phone.
We're
going to
be talking about a new series, too.
Love Island. You can download
it. I was going to make it, like, suspenseful, but fine.
We're going to be talking about Love Island that's premiering on CBS, y'all.
Wow.
Download TV Co on Android or on your Apple, whatever phone you listen to, and follow us at Sissy Squad.
Sissy Squad. No, well, now we're Gay DD.
Did you change?
I haven't changed
to change it.
Y'all, it's been,
you know, it's going to be Sissy Squad, God damn it, because he's changing it tonight.
All right.
He just made me clip.
I want to move on with that we're in the camping store with the boys who have established themselves as complete troglodyte idiots this episode.
Yes.
Craig says at the REI or whatever the fuck store they are, like, we want to cook and stuff on a fire.
I cook on a fire.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Can I musically underscore this while you talk about it? Because I feel like this is a music that should have played all through that.
I don't have that much to say about it. But basically, Austin is... saying we need beer. We need all my beer. This is Baby Elephant Walk. I can't. Y'all, I can't not laugh when Baby Elephant Walk is played. That's a good
app. That is literally the soundtrack that needed to play this entire camping trip. Because they are all fucking morons. I'm looking for the right.
Can I get the cheapest sleeping bag you got? Okay, cool.
You're going to have to take all these down for clipping. I want to move on that scene was stupid.
It was stupid.
I want to move on to a scene when Chelsea is talking to Madison.
This was one of my favorite scenes, actually.
Here's the thing, y'all. You could almost hear the producer's theme, "We Can Do It," playing in this, because this is fucking subversive. These are two women. While the men are off, the people who are editing and storyboarding this weekend,
I think they listened to Liz Asti on our podcast.
Like,
you said it.
All the female stuff is so subversive.
But you were right. You said Liz was right. She was.
These women are doing things behind the scene that are questioning women's roles in Charleston society.
And like the line when Madison said, "Oh, Austin just has so much potential."
Yeah.
And you know what? I have respect for Madison, because y'all, opening up a beauty salon like that in Charleston, which is not a cheap city to do shit, at 25, she said, to do that. What were you doing at 25 years old? What was I doing?
I think I went to the second Lilith Fair at 25 years old. It was just me and lesbians.
Wow.
Yeah. The second one wasn't as good. Let's just say that.
When I was 25, I was meeting guys in a Yahoo chat room because we didn't even have apps.
I think
yet.
I had AOL. That was when I had to walk. That was when I hooked up with that guy who lived in the dorms, and I had to walk past the night monitor.
Oh,
and he was like, "Who is that old guy?" I'm like, "Hey."
I did once hook up with a guy who lived on campus at UCLA, and I thought it would be really hot. It's not. You just feel old as fuck. Even if you're in your 20s, you're like, "I'm fucking someone in a dorm room."
Yeah, it's not hot.
You can't go back to that, y'all.
Speaking of hot, I want to talk about one thing. The bus trip is all about male privilege.
Wait, 1 second. Before you get... But I do want to talk about one thing about Madison and Chelsea.
Okay.
Do you think they're going to open a salon together? Do you think
not
so?
This season.
Not this season?
It takes a lot.
I think that would make Austin's head spin a little
bit. Would.
And especially when Madison said, "We'll probably get it done before he gets his beer off the ground."
And that was funny.
Okay, that's all I have to say about all that.
Male privilege is so subversive in this. And because I want to talk about Nate, who's driving their bus,
who is
y'all, Nate is the star of this.
"Baby, you can drive my ass. Do, 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 do. I don't got no any girl. Do, 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 do. Baby, you can drive my ass. You don't need a condom." Beep, 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 beep. Yeah.
That was amazing. We all need to pay some attention to that. Maybe it's because I'm drunk.
He is hot.
He's real. Nate's hot, y'all. He's in that like white pajama top. Oh,
bless his
fuck
heart.
That.
Though. I hope he got paid well for this trip.
I also want to talk about the amount of bougie fucking luggage these motherfuckers brought
in.
Like,
Sherman.
We're talking that Ben Sherman. He's got his Louis Vuitton. Like, this is gay luggage. Gay luggage.
I feel like this should be the camp out of toxic masculinity.
Yeah, it is. This was not good.
It got really kind of dark and really...
Well, it really did. And it got into the... I think what they were leading us to was the men are in a bad place without the women to like loosen them up.
Well, you know what? Yes,
they do jump on Craig.
They do. I actually thought this trip... And I made four. These are my four all in one, because, you know, I was very surprised actually early in this episode. This is the first time in Southern Charm history where anybody's ever called out Shep's privilege. When Chelsea said in the confessional, Shep is always, he lived in, what if she said something like, he lived in his ivory tower and he's always looking down on people. And then when Madison said, like, I pay my own taxes, Shep's parents pay his taxes.
Yeah.
That's the, I am here for it because y'all know he gets on my nerves. I'm here for calling him out on that privilege. But this trip was about, it was a metaphor for everything in their life. Whitney is talking about old rock music that none of them fucking care about. Yes. Because he wishes he was still in a band.
Yeah,
because
he's also 10 years older than all of them.
Shep is complaining about Craig because he's really sad about himself.
Yeah, and also Craig represents what he can't be.
Yes, that is the truth.
Yeah.
Because Shep wishes he could be free thinking. He wishes he could do what he wants
to
do.
But he's kind of built into his own world.
What things have to be.
He has to be the arbiter of everything.
Yes. Yeah. And Craig is taking on a situation that he has no control over and doesn't know anything about.
And but Craig in general is just this kind of Candide figure for those who've read Candide.
Wow. We just lost half of you.
But Candide, y'all, just bumbles from one thing to the next to the next. Y'all lit people out there. No, he was like, he's looking for the best of all possible worlds.
If you're a straight man and you listen to this show, first of all, why?
Y'all, I'm telling you, Craig is Candide.
But if you are a straight man and you listen to Jake just say, oh, yes, I love Candide, you're a homosexual. I just want to preface that now. Come out.
Just go buy a rainbow boa now.
Tweet.
And just like walk down the street and say, fuck me.
Just yes. And tweet.
I can help you.
Tweet us at Jake It or Fake It or @TheMattMar. We'll give you support.
If you come out here in Candide.
Come on. And then lastly, the metaphor.
He's Candide, y'all.
It's true. Austin is trying to latch on to someone other's narrative because he doesn't have his own narrative.
He doesn't.
This is a metaphor for everyone.
Yeah. Well,
it was like under a microscope.
I think Austin's just trying to be real with everybody. He's the most woke in a way for this episode.
Oh, for this episode, maybe, but he also was kind of like, this is supposed to be my trip.
Yeah, that was obnoxious. I want to give one thing about Whitney talking about playing in a band. And y'all, anytime you hear a classical musician or any musician say, I'm classically trained, know that you can fall asleep after whatever they say after that.
It just shut off.
When they say I'm classically trained, usually they're not. Or it means that they paid a lot of money for
bullshit degree.
Yes. So you can walk away. Go get some more cheese on your plate. When someone says, I'm a classically trained instrumentalist.
They went to the University of Phoenix School of Music. And I'm sure that the University of Phoenix is great for some things, but not for music.
The phrase, I'm classically trained, should make you want to run.
It should.
Yeah.
It should.
I'm triggered by that phrase.
It was... We're almost 30 minutes in.
I did want to talk about, should we jump into Eliza's plantation, the Limehouse plantation?
Sure, let's talk about it. The Airy plantation.
Mount Airy.
There's one thing while you're looking at your notes. One of probably, y'all, the editors for this shit. This season should be nominated for an Emmy.
Because when, it's wonderful.
When the back of the trunk falls on Austin's head and the sound editing goes boom boom like it was some dramatic.
I'm a sucker for like a sound gag.
I was a sucker for it. And then Austin's like,
I hate this car.
Ha, Madison.
Who wants some hot beer?
Yeah, he's like giving out hot beer. What the fuck?
Well, who puts their beer in a cooler and doesn't put ice in it? Even a Yeti. You put ice in a Yeti, right?
Even my brother, who knows nothing about cooling, knows that.
Yeah.
I yell at my brother all the time because like when I go places with them, their drinks are never cool. Sorry.
I knew that was going to go somewhere because you kind of spit out a little bit of random information. You were basically like, yeah, even my friend Betsy says that. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? So I knew you were going to get back there. I'm clipping.
Yeah, you've been clipping the whole show.
I wish you would have told me. See what I have to deal with, y'all? Just on my own.
Said it over and over again. I want to talk about the fact that Danny said this to Catherine. After their spat, You just spit on our friendship. I hope it felt good. I only hope to have that kind of moxie when I'm talking to people. I hope it felt good. That's brutal.
That is brutal.
That's enjoying their misery.
That's a little bit like
that's brutal.
I think Danny needs some CBD oil.
She does. Y'all get some CBD oil.
Because she has a right to be upset, but that's a deep cut.
Yeah, that's what I would reserve for my worst enemies. Also, Eliza's like cheating death. That was good enough for one episode. I can't do it for the rest of the season. I can't do it for the rest of the season. But it can't be that one thing.
I actually liked Eliza a little bit more this episode.
I liked her camo jacket that looks like my brother would wear.
But you know what it is? I kind of feel like it made me think if anybody could understand what Catherine is feeling like and eventually be a good friend to her, I kind of think it would somewhat be Eliza. Because none of them go through that microscope like she
has. Here's the thing. I agree with that. And the show is being really revelatory with talking about what women are going through in the public spotlight.
And dealing with the repercussions of what men have done.
And the men are just being idiots. Like, maybe this show is being super subversive.
Maybe the show is just showing the way, as all of our female listeners are saying, that's my fucking husband right now.
Or that's their fucking privilege.
Yeah.
Like, all the white women I've talked to and black women have been like, yep, that's the way it is.
Yep. Yep.
Liz Assey told us that last week, y'all.
Did you ride horses a lot?
I rode horses growing up.
You did. Were you good at it?
Yeah. I love the soreness of a horse. When you're on a horse the next day and you're kind of sore.
We're still talking about horses.
No, like when you rode a horse and it feels good, like you feel like you've done something. Never mind.
Are we still talking about horses? Wow.
No, we're talking about dicks. Riding dicks.
Did you ride a horse?
Sitting on dicks.
I was gonna say, did you ride a horse named Juan last night?
No, I just miss riding. I want to ride horses. Real horses, not penises.
We just did it at Lake Murray Park, but they just kind of rode around and they would maybe trot. That's all you get.
Oh, no, you've
So you've galloped on a horse?
Yes, I've ridden a horse where it's galloped.
I've never done that my whole life.
We need to do that.
I would love that.
And I need to film it.
No, I would do it. I think I'd be like the Lone Ranger.
I think you would freak the fuck out when the horse started going. You would go, whoa! That's the carousel of horses.
That's for you, Cab. No, because I remember the Wonder Woman episode where Linda Carter actually put on riding equipment. She rode a horse, and I could do it if I watched Linda Carter do it.
And I'm going to film that. Those of you who want us to go ride horses and me
hearts.
To film it, well, or just...
Or give us the money to pay for it. Because horses ain't cheap, bitches.
Because the idea of you riding horses is absurd, and I think you'd also be afraid of them.
What? I know you get on the left side.
When they ran. Yeah, you get on the left side, but when they trot and when they gallop, you would lose your minds.
I should learn how to do that. What is an actor I could be in a Western? Don't you think I'd be believable in a Western?
You'd be the faggot who they killed first.
Second partner. No, remember Don Knotts was in that Western.
The Apple Dumpling Gang is not a Western,
with him and Tim
idiot.
Conway. Oh, Tim Conway, rest in peace.
Requiem and Postcott.
Nate, the RV driver, come at us. Tweet us at something.
I want to talk about the fact that no one knows how to start a fire.
Wow.
Because I was taught, y'all, growing up, I will say, my father knows a lot of survival skills. He probably wouldn't survive, but he knows the skills.
Okay.
But I was taught to build a fire. I was taught to know how to cook burgers. So what you do is you get kindling first, like little tiny pine needles.
You make a triangle, like a pile.
Yes. and then you light it, and then it burns your logs.
Then you put like one, because if you put too many logs, it smothers it, right?
Then you get your charcoal, which you need to cook stuff on a grill.
You really can't cook it over
and
wood.
And you pour your charcoal, and when your coals get white hot, you push them over out of direct heat, and that's how you cook your motherfucking burgers.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to char,
no,
you can char them on the meat.
But it's gonna taste like
burnt meat.
Yeah, it's gonna taste like burnt meat.
Yeah, I mean, some people like that.
You can get that with white coals.
Yeah,
they're idiots. They're idiots. Boom. That's all I had to say about that.
I'm glad that point was just to prove how smart you were.
No, it's not. I just know how to start a fire.
No, but you do. But you ended it with they're idiots.
It's not about how smart I am. It's how I need to be right. Yes, I don't care how smart I am.
That's true.
I need to know.
And I didn't mean that as shade. I meant that I...
Oh, I didn't think of it because I know I'm smart. I just won $10,000.
Won
$10,000.
Let's talk about that. Thank you for that, y'all.
I just won $10,000 on a game show about trivia.
Poodle was on a game show.
I beat Ken Jennings.
He did, y'all. He beat
Ken Jennings from Jeopardy.
And he also...
And then I lost to him the next episode.
And
it's
he
already
also
aired.
Clogged on national fucking television.
That was embarrassing.
I've watched it maybe 10 times in the space of 24 hours because it is maybe one of the best things I've ever seen in my whole life. I love how you do it and then you're like, okay, and I'm done. And like you just like, okay, that's it. You're like, I'm not giving you anymore. And you just walked away. Whereas like some people would smile. It was so Jake. Oh, he was great, y'all. I was proud for you.
Thank you. It was fun. I won some money, and I enjoyed it.
And he made me. Proof, callback to the beginning of our show, he already ate dinner, but because he said, quote, I'm rich now. Get McDonald's from Uber Eats.
We got McDonald's from Uber Eats.
Funny, though. You didn't pay for it, but it's fine.
I'll Venmo you later when I get my fucking check, you deadbeat. I want to talk about one more quote and quotable that I have.
Oh, I have a quote and quotable too.
Whitney said, hot dog juice on my glasses.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say, strong tea,
strong tea, give me strong tea with quote and quotable.
He did say, I wrote it down. He actually, because that was mine too, where he's like, because it sounds so
hot dog juice on my glasses.
Went, dude, you got hot dog juice on my glasses. It's the dude in front of it.
Dude, you got hot dog juice on my glasses.
That is...
My glasses.
That is a great quote and quotable.
Excuse
me. Wow. Well, that burp leads us into...
As my mama used to say. Oh, I need to find mine. Hold on. I didn't write down this song.
Oh, God.
Yours first.
Y'all, this is a segment of our show.
Okay, I got mine.
As my mama used to say.
No, yours first.
I don't know what mine is yet.
Oh. Well, mine is much more better as a second one.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
God damn it.
You know what?
I'll go first.
No, I can go first.
This show is super rehearsed.
This is not necessarily, this is kind of maybe shading my mother, but I'm all about Cameron looking for a nanny. I'm all about it.
Yes.
I think that's great for her.
Every mother should have a nanny who can afford it.
And as my mama used to say, who chose to stay home with all of our children, do you really trust anybody with your child besides somebody blood? I don't.
My mother told my sister-in-law, she's going to miss those times with her children.
So
those are the best days of my life.
Best day. So we say that for our mothers at home that aren't in. If your mother-in-laws or your moms don't support your choice to be a working woman, screw
you know
them.
What?
We
screw
support you.
We support you, and we support your idea of living outside the home and like having your own fucking life and having your own hopes and wishes and desires.
Because that makes you a better mother and raising
exactly.
a better autonomous child.
You need to live.
You need to live. All right, what's yours?
Mine was...
And if you do stay home with your kids, that's fine too, whatever your choice is.
Okay. Yeah, mine was, as my mother once said, or as my mother would say, tell me, you just spit on our friendship, I hope it feels good.
You're going to hang on to that? You're going to say that like about random things. I'll be like,
I will say, y'all, my mother's vindictive. And my mother used to tell my brother and I when we would do something when she wouldn't like it, she would look at us and squint her eyes and say, "You'll pay. You'll pay." And my brother and I
was
thought it was the funniest.
Or serious?
No, she was actually serious.
And would your mother actually get back at you?
She would say, "Yeah, remember that? How's it feel now?" Mm-hmm. She'd sit there like rolling us over the coals.
What if your mother listened to this show?
She won't. She doesn't podcast.
Thank God.
I don't want that. Nor does yours.
I don't think she does.
Yeah. Anyway, y'all, that's the show. I'm tired.
Y'all, you can get everything us at our website,
sissythattalk.com.
On the front of that page, it says, "Join the Sissy Squad." That's our Facebook group that is getting bigger and bigger.
We had two people join today.
I still can't get it. So y'all, Poodle approves you.
You're an idiot.
Not me.
You're an absolute idiot.
You know what? Said the person who talked for a minute without his microphone turned on today. So I'll take it.
I'm just going to drink while you're
talking. We really like that. A lot of you are posting news about Southern Charm or other shows, or if you want to post things that you find, like your friends' kids' names, please post in the Sissy Squad.
Yeah, but don't post shit that doesn't relate to the group. I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah. But I mean, post if your friend has terrible names for the kid.
If your friend has like Brylon or Sailor, anything like that.
We need to
know. Let us know what terrible friends' kids' names.
Because as Poodle said, he is smart, but he wants to feel right. And I agree with that.
I need to feel right.
So you can follow us at TheMattMar, 2 T's, 2 R's.
Or at Jake It or Fake It.
Yes, that's at Twitter and Instagram. We are all those things. Also, if you're not following on us, Instagram or Twitter,
y'all, you're burping.
I know Taylor Swift had a music video that dropped this week.
Ooh, we got one too.
We got one too.
But we're just lip syncing.
And it went just as viral and has
It went just as viral and had just as many gay celebrities.
It did. It did. So many gay celebrities. So be sure to check that out on our Instagram
there
and Twitter.
There are at least 7 costume changes.
It's also on our Facebook too, but I feel like people don't Facebook as much. So, you know. There
Who
you
knows?
Go.
Who knows?
Who knows? But you can find us on the Facebook. I think that's about it. And then follow us on the TV Co. And I think that's it.
Y'all, this has been a fun episode, and I'm drunk.
You are drunk. So leave us a review, and if you know what, leave us a review. And in the review, if you don't know what to say, put 5 stars and just say,
"Keep going, Queens. Keep going, Queens."
All right, everybody. We will see y'all next week.
Bye.
Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Poodle and to Matt, and they would like to thank you folks for listening to their chat.
You're all invited back next week, but please, before we're through, just mosey down to iTunes and leave us a review.
Poodle, you and reviews, you're shameless.
That's what they call me in college.
Y'all come back now, you hear?